Bobby's of Orange!
Episode 28.
Seven?
Seven. 27. 27 is a number. LOL, Martin or have nubs for feet or something, Rolfs. Anyway,
hey!
Last week on Bobby's of Orange!
Let's totally go do something here in Scarba here today.
I don't think so, Ness. And this week, the thrilling conclusion. After defeating the Kraken of her past nightmares, Paula's attitude is back, and she's in full swing. Has all of her whining over the past 5 episodes actually been foreshadowing? For real? Find out right now on...
Bobby's
Orange. Okay, guys, we're leaving Scarba. Now.
But why do you insist on leaving? This place is awesome. They have llamas.
Ness, those are camels.
Whatever. You're not Jeff Corwin.
Guys, shut up! This place is hot and it smells like poo.
Do I really smell like this?
That's funny, because Paula said Poo, and Poo's name is Poo, and Dee thought that she was referring to him, but really she was... Wait, really it does smell like Poo.
There's something on the ground here.
It's poop! Yes, Mr. Ness?
Listen up. We can't go through Scrub right now. I won't allow it.
This poop smells like really bad rap.
Let's watch the camel!
Listen, you morons! Not going to Scrubba now! Not now! Not ever!
That was good, but you should put some more emotion to that anger of yours. Here, try it this way. Listen, you morons! We're not going to Scrubba now! Not now! Not ever!
Oh no, my blood.
Oh my goodness! Jeff jumped in front of me! He saved my life! But now he's dead!
Oh, it's cool. We just have to go to the hospital.
There's not gonna be a hospital, Ness.
I want to see the pyramids, Paula. Why do we have to leave?
Shut up and teleport us, Ness. I do it myself, but... Well, you know.
No. Kill me if you want. I'm not leaving.
Do we need to teleport? I can teleport.
Ew. Don't you want to be a huge Broadway star? There's a theater in Forsyth, you know. Why don't you take us there?
Oh, boys, that sounds great! I shall teleport us to the place at once, friends!
Great, we're back in Forsyth! Okay, let's leave now.
My friends! A theater! An actual eagle in the... Oh my goodness! I absolutely have to go see!
Hey, look, going to the theater sounds like a great idea.
No, it doesn't. We want to go back to Scaraba. Well, fine. You all can go to the stupid theater. I'm going back to see those llamas. Whir. How? Whir. Ow! Why are all these stupid streets at a stupid diagonal, huh?
Oh, that's so nice of you to join us. You look a little burnt. Are you okay?
Shut up.
Tickets, please.
Here's our ticket.
Enjoy the show.
So, what stupid show is this, anyway?
The billboard says that it is a singer named Venus!
was actually pretty good. And hot.
Ass!
The rumors of my country are true! American women are hot!
Hey, what about me?
What? You're a girl?
You mean you haven't seen American women before?
No, never!
You don't have the internet?
Oh man, they threw me off the stage, what a downer!
Oh, hey Mr. Guy, you look like you're important to the plot. Are you okay?
Oh Venus, I love her so much! I'm Mr. Spoon, the curator of the Foresight Museum. If I could only have a signature from her, my private collection would be complete. Could you get one for me?
All you men are pigs. Why do you want that tramp signature so much anyways?
What, are you kidding me? She has the most beautiful thing in the world! I mean, really, did you hear her voice? It was so amazing!
I agree. Let us go find her backstage and get her signature.
Backstage with the Venus, you say? Sounds real good to me. Real good.
Finally, it's about time I'm on this show.
What?
Oh, you know, the Runaway Five have been hogging the stages across Eagleland for so long, I've been waiting to be on stage for years. Yeah, that's the ticket.
Uh-huh.
I too have been waiting to be all over the stage for years.
Oh, you're a singer?
I am, and so I wish to have a signature from you, so that I will be blessed by the amazing spirit of your talent.
Why, sure. Now let's see, what can I sign for you guys? Oh, I know. My opening act might have something. I'll check his dressing room. Hey, Mr. Monkey Leg, do you have something I can sign?
Sure, here is a banana peel.
Thanks, Justin. Alright, here you go. Don't forget to chase your dreams.
Oh, I'll be chasing you in my dreams, baby.
Yes! Let's just get out of here.
Hello, Mr. Spoon. Here is a signed banana peel for you.
Oh, yes, thank you so much. I'll go put this in my shrine right away. Now I have a reward for you kids for finding this for me.
A reward? Really?
Oh, yeah. I want you to go into my hole, kids.
So, after numerous callbacks to episodes that were released before you young hooligans were even born, the chosen four... three... heard the sweet, sweet sounds of Venus. Notice how I said chosen three. Seriously, guys. We didn't even leave Paula dead when she got eaten by the zombies. I mean, really. Gosh, whatever. No. This is stupid. Like, seriously, I hate you all. Like, Steven, George, Martin, yeah. Even you, Luai, I hate you. And you'll see. I really, really hate you. Anyway. Join us next week, where people will hopefully not forget their friends. Only on Fobbies Are Boring.
For RFV. For RFV less than three.
What?
Anyway.
Well,
Yoktan.
Yes?
You could have just gone up to the top of the tower and saved my character, but no. You went to a cafe, into the desert and all that stuff, and just left me there to, like, make my own reality show. So.
Well, Martin's out of the Skype chat. I wonder what happened. I think he dropped. How odd.
God.
So, you guys have anything to say?
I'll let Steven go first here.
No, I'm afraid plans have changed.
Oh, you wanna play like that, huh?
Sorry. How's it going,
You just,
Luai?
You just killed him!
Sorry.
Oh, God. So, should I make the insult and leave?
No, you shouldn't.